everyone. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi everyone, welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper into the conversation, that is. I want to take a quick moment and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate you. You're awesome. Today's discussion is episode number 95, and it's going to be discussing, are you masturbating to your partner, like thinking about you and your partner and how your partner is getting you riled up and excited sexually, or because you're really into them and they turn you on? Or are you masturbating thinking about every other person in the world besides your partner, or pornography, or you're watching somebody online, or you're going places, see actual people in the act? Does that make sense? That's what we're going to be discussing on this episode. So if this episode triggers you, I want you to take a minute and I want you to think about whether you need to sit down and maybe listen to this, where it's appropriate for you to listen in, or if you want to listen into it with your partner and you guys have a discussion about it. I think that's a great idea also. The thing of it is it's a touchy subject because a lot of people are taught that if you do touch yourself and pleasure yourself, that you are a horrible person. You're not supposed to do that. A lot of women are taught that. A lot of men were taught that too. Just a lot of religions explain this. And then people do it anyway, and then they feel horrible about themselves, and they think they're sinners, stuff like that. So they correlate religion into sexuality. And what I'm trying to explain is, let's take away the religion, and let's look at you as a human being with a sexual organ, right? And each of us has them. And when you understand sex and how it works and what ways stimulate a person to, to feel sexual or to think sexually or to want to pleasure themselves because their partner is not there, okay? Or maybe you're married and your partner is not there. So maybe you're thinking about your partner because you really love your partner and you're really into them and you have a healthy sexual relationship when you're together. And so you're constantly thinking about your partner when you're masturbating, okay, or pleasuring yourself. And that's a healthy sexual way to do that, okay? If you're having to masturbate and you're having to think about anybody else at all, if you have to, so understand the words I'm using because they're important, okay? If you feel that you have to think of somebody else, or a different situation or scenario, or watch pornography in itself in general, then in order for you to pleasure yourself, then you have an unhealthy sexual relationship with your partner. That's what that is. Okay. If you are into your partner and you're thinking, oh, I masturbate to thinking about my partner, then you have a healthy sexual relationship, okay? And masturbating, thinking of your partner is different, and masturbating, thinking about everyone else and other people, it's almost similar to cheating in so many ways, you guys. If your partner doesn't know that you're into other things, or you have not opened up about your sexuality and what stimulates you, that's important. That's your problem. Then you needed to open up to your partner and explain to them like what turns you on. And then if something turns you on, then and you want to role play with your partner, what have you, okay, you guys integrate that with one another and pleasure each other and have a healthy sex relationship together. But if you are someone who is only looking towards everyone else and reaching, always reaching for somebody else to stimulate you, or, oh, this isn't good enough, or your partner is not good enough, well, you know what? You might not be good at all in bed. You may be horrible to your partner, isn't like telling you that. You know, you never know, is what I'm saying. And if you're not, if your partner is trying to tell you how to stimulate them and you refuse to do it, then you're not a good sexual partner. You're not listening. You obviously could care less. You know, you're supposed to be in a relationship with someone who wants to stimulate the other just as much as the other wants to stimulate you. Does that make sense? So, the reciprocation is important. A lot of times, if a man wants to stimulate the woman first and she's, you know, had her orgasm, then a lot of times what will happen is she will make sure that you are pleasured and you have your orgasm. Does that make sense? As the male or your other partner, what have you, whoever's playing the role. What happens if you don't do that is sometimes it's okay. And if it's always consistently like that, it's not okay. Okay. It needs to be the a more equal give and take. The balance of the scales needs to be, you know, balanced basically. So think about that. It's not all about you. It's not all, like if I was talking about me and a person I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to only be the only person giving to that person so they can always have an orgasm. And I'm sitting here like, okay, so I need you to do this. This is how I have an orgasm. And then you don't do it because you have your ego in your head and you're like, well, you can't tell me how to give you one because I already know because I'm a guy. You know, and I know everything because I'm a guy and I know everything about everybody and I represent every guy in the world because I'm a guy. And okay, so that's not cool. That's what you don't do. One person is not everyone and you do not represent every guy. And so that's important for everyone to get their egos away from themselves and to stop acting like they know everything about everyone else. And they do not represent everyone else. They represent themselves, period. That's it. I would, sexually for myself, when I'm stimulated for myself, like I would represent myself. I would not say that every other female is going to be stimulated the same exact way that I'm stimulated. Does that make sense? And no man can say that every other man in the entire world is stimulated the exact same way that he is. Does that make sense? You may be stimulated in similar ways, but it's not you. I'm my own self and it's individualized. Does that make sense? And so you may have groups of people that are similarly stimulated, but it's just not the exact same way because everyone is individualized. It's like we all think similarly, but we're all each individuals. That's what makes us individuals, okay? We don't have our own personalities. Otherwise, everyone would just be the same. We'd be walking around and like, what would be the purpose of us being on Earth? Does that make sense? So you have to understand what it is that I'm saying and how I'm explaining it because it's very important to be able to differentiate between the two, okay? I'm not saying, and I'm not judging you if you want to listen to porn or if you're, you know, you guys integrate whatever it is you want to integrate, role play, what have you, however you want to be sexual with one another together, that's up to each couple. Does that make sense? It's up to each individual how they want to masturbate. If you're with somebody, you a healthy sexual relationship with someone, then you two should be healthy, if it's healthy, thinking about each other. Okay, not about everyone else. Otherwise, you're not in a healthy sexual relationship. That part of the relationship is not healthy, is what I'm explaining. Now, sex is not everything about a relationship, so I'm not saying that either. But at the same time, it's a big part of it because people want to satisfy the other. They want to feel wanted. They want to feel that love, and they want to feel, have that attention, you know, towards them, and know that it's real and that the other person is focused on them and not everyone else around them. So I know a lot of guys will, and women do this too. They fake orgasms all the time and just to get it done. And they're like, man, this is horrible. Just hurry up, you know, or they start fantasizing about other people while they're in the act of having sex with their partner because their partner's not doing it right. They're not getting them stimulated. And so the other person just is like, okay, well, they kind of stimulate them. I have this person in front of me. And because at that point, that's all you are, is just the person. You're not anything substantial, you know, because they wouldn't be thinking about someone else. If you're having sex with them, they're supposed to be your partner, but they're thinking about someone else, is because they're not satisfied with you sexually. They're not attracted to you sexually. They're not into you. They're into something else and somebody else and everybody else, and they're distracted. So a lot of people will end up masturbating also when thinking about other people or to porn or to other things, and it's because they're distracted, or they may have their addictive personality where they're addicted to this type of thing, and that's not healthy either. Then they want to try to make it your fault for wanting a healthy sexual relationship, or you try to explain to them how you were stimulated and they try to make it your fault because you are trying to explain to them how to stimulate you, and they get all butthurt and ego hurt over it because, well, they know everything and they know how to do it all, and the way they do it is always great. But no, it's not, obviously. Obviously, it's not at all, you know. And if you listen to your partner tell you how to stimulate them, then that's how you stimulate them. It doesn't mean you stimulate them the way you think you should stimulate them. It means you stimulate them the way they just explain how to do it. Does that make sense? Like, or get off the pot, you know, go somewhere else and try to stimulate somebody else on their own without somebody else. You know what I mean? It's like, quit playing games, everybody. Like, it's ridiculous and you waste people's time. It's absurd almost. It gets to the point where it's absurd to listen to. You have to think about this. If you are trying to stimulate your partner and you want to have a healthy sexual relationship, or you want to masturbate, you should be thinking about your partner when you're doing that and be able to think, man, this is exciting, and yeah, I would love for my partner to be doing this, this, and that, or us to be doing this together, and yada, 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 and think of it that way. If you want them to role play something, then masturbate to them, thinking about them role playing something, you know. And then, but you need to talk to your partner about this kind of thing, because if you're doing this behind their back, I mean, it's kind of a form of cheating. It's omitting information that's important and could potentially really rip your entire relationship apart to you don't have one. And I'm dead serious. And this stuff happens all the time and on a daily basis. And you know, there's a lot of courses about masturbation and how to stop masturbating as much if you're so like hooked on it and you're thinking about everyone else instead of your partner. Why you think about everyone else instead of your partner. There are a lot of psychological situations that are occurring within inside yourself that you don't understand, but it's real. And everyone will explain to you that's never taken a course, or everybody does it. It's normal. Everyone does it. It's okay. Well, okay, it's fine if you masturbate, but it's not okay if you're masturbating to everybody else instead of your partner. Okay, it's not okay if that's all you do and you're so addicted to it you can't stop. It's not healthy to do that. And I don't care. You can sit there and tell me your best friend and their wife are like, oh, we have our own separate porn that we watch separately. Well, and all they do is fight every day. They can't stand each other sexually. And they don't even, like, they don't talk to anyone else. Like, they don't get out and have a good time with life. They're miserable at home. They have a miserable family life, yet they're masturbating to their own porn instead of having a sexual relationship with each other. Like, they're using the scapegoat as an excuse to be able to have porn and get off sexually. Okay, and then they're like, well, everybody does it. Well, no, everybody doesn't do it, you know, and everybody doesn't do it like that. And people who are miserable sexually and have a miserable home life and sexual life and can't stand their partners sexually, yeah, that's what they do. Also, people that are cheaters do that all the time. They have addictive personalities. Yeah, they do that all the time. And they will lie to you dead in your face. And it's unfortunate. And the thing of it is I'm here trying to inspire people to open up and talk to your partners about what it is that you like sexually, okay? But if you don't like your partner sexually, then what are you doing with them, so to speak? You know what I mean? Like, sex isn't everything, but it's a lot of it. And if your partner can't have sex, okay, I get it. You know, there may be other outlying circumstances that are involved where they can't do it. Or you guys, you know, you didn't get married because you cared about each other, you know, and we're going to procreate. You got married for money, you know, or you just decided to, you know, oh, we're not married yet, so let's just get married. And it really had nothing else involved in any type of substance at all. Well, yeah, you're going to always think about porn and everyone else sexually. I mean, that's how that is. Now, are there attractive people who may turn people on throughout the world? Sure. There's great looking people that are like, man, they're hot, or man, they're gorgeous. Wow, you know, I understand that. And your mind may turn a little bit sexual where you're like, well, I wonder what they would be like to kiss or something, you know, but if you're in a healthy relationship, you wouldn't sit there and say, oh, I wonder what they're like kissing, you know, or I wonder what they're like in bed. You know, you wouldn't do that. If you were a healthy person within inside yourself, you would never have to do that because you wouldn't even think about anybody else besides your partner sexually. Does that make sense? Nor would you even have to watch porn. And that's the key also, is like, nobody even knew what porn was. Now, if you're masturbating and porn wasn't there, you should be thinking about your partner and you sexually together. If you're not, then, you know, there's reasons for that. Are you not attracted to your partner anymore? Were you never attracted to your partner? Are you addicted to things? Are you doing this when you're drunk? Are you doing this when you're high? Are you doing this when you're incapacitated on some other type of substance? Are you doing this because you feel like it's a release and that you release stress, you know, and that's how you release stress, to think about everyone else? But that doesn't release, thinking about everyone else besides you and your relationship doesn't help your relationship, which doesn't relieve stress. You may be relieving yourself and your bodily fluids, but you're not relieving stress within your relationship, okay? You're actually probably creating more stress within your relationship because you're creating a habit of pleasing yourself to other people instead of your own relationship. Does that make sense? So now you've created a habit on your own, by your own doing, your own choosing, to like completely jack up your relationship, all the dynamics of it, and only think about everyone else. So does that make sense? If you're somebody where you have a partner, you guys both are open about all this type of thing, and you masturbate together, or you watch porn together, you know, whatever. If you go and role play together, however it is, you may have sex toys, you know, you may have, thoughts of different things, but you don't reenact them. You know, you just talk about them and you say things, and some people are stimulated by actual words and thoughts. And so that creates, it's a form of role play kind of, and it stimulates the brain into getting excited, but you do it healthy manner with your partner. You don't do it thinking about everyone else. If you don't have a partner, obviously, you're going to be thinking about somebody else. I get that. Now, I'm not saying nobody has ever masturbated and not thought of somebody. What I'm explaining the difference here is with your partner, or if you're in a relationship or you're with someone, then you need to be thinking about that partner in you, not everybody else, because that's not healthy. Okay. If it's to such a degree where that's all you do is think about that, then it's obviously not healthy. You need to go and do self-reflection. If you're the person always doing that and creating that habit and thinking about everyone else, you're the one that needs to go and get help through taking some courses about masturbation and what it means, why you do it, how it's sex courses with your relationship, how it actually is healthy and unhealthy. Like, these are different steps that you have got to take in order for you to understand, the severity and the difference between pleasuring yourself with your partner, thinking about your partner, or just having a partner and pleasuring yourself thinking about everybody else. Does that make sense? It's like cheating. With cheating, people that cheat are, they may like their partner and they may love their partner, but they're constantly cheating on them. That doesn't mean that it's okay to go cheat on them. Does that make sense? Like, it's very similar to what I'm trying to explain. It doesn't mean that the act and the behavior of cheating on your partner all the time is okay. You have a certain psychological damage that's happened to you from your childhood, and it always goes back to your childhood, that has created a certain animosity within inside your brain, where every time you get triggered by something, you go and you cheat. And it can be different types of triggers, but a lot of times you'll be in a relationship with one person who cheated on you, but they may not have cheated on the next partner. So every time somebody cheats doesn't mean they're necessarily going to cheat on the next person that they're with either. That's also true. Now, many times it does mean that, but it also doesn't mean that for everyone. So you'll hear that once a cheater, always a cheater, but that's not actually correct. Okay, so now, certain people that make it a habit and you see that pattern, sure, with that person that created that pattern that's always cheating, yes, that person has that pattern and you have noticed it. And so I would not choose going out with that person knowing that, okay. At the same time, they may not cheat on the next person they're with. So, if somebody is that into you, they're not going to cheat on you. If that person is that into you, they're not going to be thinking about everyone else when they're masturbating. They're going to be thinking about you because you're the one they're into. Okay, if they're not into you, then they're going to be thinking about all these other people because they could care less. You're just a body they're doing. Does that make sense? You're just there. You're a stand-in, basically. So if you're not able to have sex, then you have to think about that too. Some of your partners may be not able to have sex anymore. Or maybe it was very painful. Maybe you were the only two people that ever were together and it was horrible sex and you guys don't know anything about sex. Well, I would encourage and inspire everyone to take courses on that and how to open up with one another about sex. And, I've done a podcast, a long time ago about that specifically and how to get your partner to open up and talk about sexual, experiences together, because when you're in a partnership, you've got to be open. If you're not going to be open and honest, and if your partner is going to, talk to you and say that, your thoughts aren't worth me listening to, okay, then they don't have to agree with what you're saying, but they're not worth you listening to, and they don't want to hear what you have to say that pleasures them. You know what I mean? And you want them to help pleasure them, right? So, and vice versa, okay? So it's reciprocated. And you guys, it takes two to be able to make it happen, in other words. So one can't talk about it and say, yeah, I would like to be open and honest about this. And the other one's like, no. You know, so that's not going to work. So some people are going to be in that situation because you ended up with someone that is just completely closed off to everything. You know, they're not going to budge about much. So it is what it is. And that's something you're going to have to deal with. And that's why I discuss being careful about and picky about your partners, because sometimes you don't find out about this stuff until a year later or years later or in your marriage, and people finally tell you the truth, and it can be very damaging to the relationship and extremely hurtful. And then that trust foundation is just completely cracked, and you're like, man, you lied to me for this long? Like, what's the matter with you? You know, or you've been thinking about someone else every time we have sex? Like, ew, that's appalling and sick and disgusting to a human being, to a female, especially if a guy's doing that. You know, and it's like, the guy, you're like, you have a choice. Like, you either like the person you're with or you don't. But that's why I'm like, don't use people, because karma comes back to you. Those people that use people and do that, you know, I mean, your thoughts are important. So what you're thinking and your actions really make a huge difference, and they need to be aligned. And if they're not, then you know what? That's sorry for you, but you're going to be the one at loss in the end. So think about what it is that you really need, want, and desire in a partner, and, you know, go for them, you know. But I mean, this is stuff that needs to be taught to our younger generation, because a lot of times I know everything's done online, and okay, they have all this, like I was explaining in a prior podcast about this whole My Fans sex page or whatever it is, and people are like selling bathwater and selling, you know, nasty scents from their bodily fluids and flatulence and stuff like that to people, or they're selling their bodies, or they're like becoming escorts online. And it's like, people are making money off of this, and it's just foul. It's disgusting human behavior. It is what it is. There are people that are disgusting, and they are what they are. And you know what? I would never buy anything from somebody like that, you know, but I mean, there are desperate people out there that really will. And there, I mean, yeah, I'm calling you desperate because you are. If you have to go onto one of those sites, then you are very desperate. You're either very extremely desperate for sex because you're not having any, or you don't understand what sex is, or one of your friends or somebody showed you something and you went on there and checked it out. If you keep going on and to keep going on there, you have an addiction, and you know, you are coming off as a desperate person. You may not completely agree, and I'm not really concerned about that. I'm explaining to you what it is. So I would inspire you at that point to understand the behavior that you are displaying, and take some courses on how to end that type of behavior, because it's going to ruin your relationships. You're not going to have a relationship. I mean, your relationship's always going to be built upon lies, and the foundation is always going to be broken because you can't even open up and talk about it. Does that make sense? And like, you have to hide all the time, or, oh, well, the only way we have sex is the only way we have sex is, we watch our own porn, you know, or what? Really? Like, that's horrible. So is that what you want in life? Like, you want to be with somebody just because they're there in their body? Like, no, you want to be with somebody that you're really into and you want to have sex with, right? And you want to think about them when they're masturbating. I mean, guys, would you want your woman to be thinking about her ex-boyfriend while she's sleeping with you? Like, dude, this guy's penis is so small. Like, God, I can't believe it. But he's, you know, has a nice car. You know, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. But they're like really thinking about somebody else while you're in them. Like, that's disgusting. And that's what you were doing. That's what you're doing, men. when you're thinking about other women. It's the exact same thing. It's a form of mental cheating in so many ways, and it's disgusting. It's sad. It's not, so when I explain to people to really think about what they're doing and what their thoughts are, I'm dead serious because it can ruin your relationship. You're never going to be satisfied with your partner sexually ever if you don't become open and discuss it with your partner. Now, if your partner is trying to explain to you, if your partner sits there and says, I know everything, I'm a man, I know everything, and you don't know anything, and I'm a man, and I know everything, but, like, okay, well, have you taken any courses on any of this? No. Have you done any self-work? No. Okay, do you think you represent every man in the world? Yes. Well, there's a problem right there. Okay, there's three problems. Major ego problems. Now you just, well, my friends and I talk about it. Well, how many friends are you talking about? Like three people? Like, okay, no, that does not represent a whole world. Think about what you're saying before you say it, because you come across as extremely uneducated and you know nothing about what you're talking about. Okay, so if you are someone who teaches this type of thing, like I do, and I've taken courses myself, you know, I'm here to explain to you how to have a better sex life, okay, and how to make things work. But if you're willing, if you're not willing to do that, and you're only letting your ego get in the way, you're never going to have a good sex life with anybody, period. I mean, you're in. Half the time, women lie. Like I said, they're like, God, just get it over with. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to go to bed. And, I mean, that's just horrible. Like, who wants to be with a partner that does that all the time? It's one thing if you have a healthy relationship and that's okay, you guys are tired, and every once in a blue moon, you're like, okay, you feel exhausted, but yeah, let's have sex. Okay, I get that. But if you're just someone that's always never satisfied and you try to talk to your partner about how to satisfy them, or I mean, how to satisfy you, and they just refuse to do it, I mean, really? I mean, that's sad. I'm like, you're going to live a, I mean, if you stay with them, I mean, you're going to live a lifetime of like disgust when it comes down to sex. And that's why women don't have sex with their partners, because they're like, well, you don't listen to me anyway. Why would I want to have sex with you? You don't even do it right. You know, like, you're horrible. And then some people don't want to tell you how horrible you really are, you know, and they're like, because they're like, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, honestly, you don't have to sit there and say, Jesus, you're horrible, you know, and hurt their feelings. But you can explain to them, I feel like there's, like, I'm not being stimulated. Can we try something else? And then see if that stimulates you. Because if you've only been with the one person, you're not going to know, you know, what stimulates you. If you never touched yourself before, you're definitely not going to know what stimulates you, because how would you? How could you teach somebody else how to stimulate you if you don't even know how to stimulate yourself? You know, if you don't even know what you like. Does that make sense? So that's something that you and your partner would need to become very open with and slowly become comfortable with. And try that out and see, you know, how that works. And it honestly, it should build your foundation and make you a stronger and healthier sexual relationship with one another. At the same time, as long as you don't use words like, you know, you're cussing the other one out, or someone's trying to explain to you what they like, and then or what they know, and you try to come back because you are a know-it-all, and then you try to downplay them and call them names because they are explaining to you their opinion of what you said. Okay, so someone else may say something, everyone else is going to have a response to what it is that you're saying. It may not be the best response. It may not be very pleasant at times, but it's still a response. And sometimes it may be very pleasant and fantastic. At the same time, if someone says, oh, you're with someone and they're like, oh, I was watching masturbation, or I was getting to masturbate, and you're like, well, I hope you were masturbating to me. And they're like, that doesn't work that way. Like, I would never do that. Like, that's not what guys do. Guys masturbate to everyone else, and they masturbate to all this stuff. That's how that works. And so I don't know what you're thinking, but you must be a narcissist. You think that people should masturbate to you? I don't think so. Okay, like, really? So think about this, you guys. I mean, I am so serious. Like, so people that have never taken a course and you're young and you just open your mouth and when you shouldn't, like, you really shouldn't open your mouth sometimes. It's like, especially when you have no idea what you're saying. The people like that think they know what they're saying, but they have no idea what they're saying. They actually make themselves look really bad. And it's a shame to listen to. At the same time, it is what it is. And like, I can sit here and I can listen to somebody explain all that, right? And then I can watch them say it, or I have a couple in front of me discuss it. And then I'm like, okay, well, that's the breakdown right there. You know, that's it right there. Like, he's not listening. He thinks he's right and a know-it-all. And you're trying to explain what you think in your opinion, or what you know and what you studied, yada, 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 what have you, if you have. And if you haven't, okay, you're giving your opinion, what you know, what you grew up with, what you were taught. And that person immediately attacks you and is saying, you know, rude things. It's because they can't handle listening to anyone else. They don't care what you have to say. They only think about themselves and what they have to say. So at the same time, if an uneducated person about the whole situation is discussing it with an educated person about that, about the whole situation, like say they were a therapist or something, you know, then, I mean, that would be kind of absurd in so many ways, because it's like, well, you don't have anything to back what you're saying up with besides just, you know, oh, well, everybody does it. Well, everyone, you know, oh, who's everyone? Who are you referring to when you say everyone? Well, my best friend and those people do, and my other friends do. And every guy thinks the exact same, you know. Okay, now you have a little bit of information and you ran with it to such a degree that you took it to places that you don't understand where you took it to, but you just heard through the grapevine because, you're uneducated. So an uneducated person would say that. Does that make sense? An educated person would explain to them that that was an uneducated statement to make. And well, if everyone's, all your friends are jumping off the bridge, I guess you're going to be one jumping off the bridge too, because everyone's doing it. And my friend and my best friend and their wife did it. So it must be the right way. That's what I was told. If they jump, then I'm supposed to jump. You know, I mean, how absurd is that, you guys? That's my point. Like, you have to think, take away all your friends and get educated. Take away all what your friends say about this, because it's not up to them. It has nothing to do with them. It's individualized, okay? It's knowledge-based. It's understanding your body. It's understanding sex. It's understanding the triggers. It's understanding communicating with you, yourself, and your partner in any relationship, in any dating phase, relationship phase, engagement phase, marriage phase, all of it, okay? It's so important to understand, but you can't tell an educated person. An educated person cannot tell an educated person much. They can say what they have to say, but you're not going to have anything to stand on. Does that make sense? Like, you have nothing to back yourself up with besides just thoughts of your own, and maybe a couple friends of yours thought. Does that make sense? So until you have the knowledge of what you're discussing, then you need to just really think about not saying things like that and think, oh, like if you're fixing to say something, stop yourself and be like, you know what? I don't really know all of this, and maybe I need to listen to what you're saying. Let me think about this and let's go further and decide, you know, maybe I should take a course. Maybe you have a course I can take, you know, and share that, and maybe we can take the course together and discuss it together. I think that's a great way too. There are a lot of men's courses out there for masturbation, specifically from the number one, you know, top tier number one dating relationship coaches out there. Okay, and they talk about this stuff, and it's, I mean, you could even go Jason Capital. You could think about him. He teaches a lot of this stuff. He's worked with other friends that I've known and coaches that I've worked alongside with also. And so there's a lot of people. So that's just one person. I would suggest people listen into some of my podcasts that I did in the very beginning, because I list all the names of different people that I have utilized as coaches and mentors and stuff like that before I started doing this myself. There are like so many, you know, over 100 easily. But my point is, and they're the top tier people, okay? And they're the best-selling authors of it. They're number one coaches in the world. It is what it is, okay? So the information I'm giving and presenting is real information. It's already backed up. It's already been proven. I'm not trying to prove it because I don't have to, because it's already proven. I'm just displaying the information and handing it out here, basically, in order to help inspire and encourage everyone to be more open about it and stop, you know, basically kind of cheating on yourself. Because in the end, you know, you performing all these acts and thinking a certain way is only hindering yourself, because your relationship is going to end eventually anyway. So what's the point? You know, if that's what you want, you know, then that's what you want, and that's your life choice, and you get to make that, and you have every right to make that choice. But at the same time, don't take other people down with you because you're selfish and self-centered, and that's all you're going to be. You know, it's not someone else. You're like you have no right to take anybody else down with you. So if you're going to be the person that's going to be open and honest with your partner, then that's fantastic. And like I said, sometimes it takes a little bit of time. There can be words that are utilized in communicating that, when someone's not a great communicator, they may really say something really jacked up to their partner, and their partner's like, "What? Do you just said this to me? Do you know what you just said?" You know, and then the partner's like, "That's not what I said, blah, 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 blah." But it is what they said. Like if you had a recording device and you replayed it, that's exactly what you said. And your partner could leave you immediately because of what you just said. So when I explain to people, it's important to be able to communicate with your partner. Like, I'm serious. It really is important. And nobody's perfect at it, but it's important for each of you to want to try to communicate and, you know, build a foundation knowing that you can trust each other to be able to be open and honest and communicate with each other without just completely, you know, one of you ripping the other one apart. If somebody is displaying poor behavior and your partner calls you out on it, it doesn't mean that you get to rip your partner about up into pieces because they called you out on it also. That's not okay either. And then you don't get to downplay your partner because they're calling you out on it. They're trying to open up and be honest and show the love of the relationship and say, "Hey, I caught this behavior. I didn't really appreciate it. Why did you do this?" You know, but you have to be able to have that conversation too, because you can be with someone that's like, "Yeah, I don't want to talk about this now. I don't want to talk about this now. I don't want to talk about this now. This is not a good time." You're negative because you want to talk about this. Oh, you're so negative. That doesn't mean you're negative, you guys. If somebody wants to have a conversation with you about your relationship, that does not mean they're negative. It means they're trying to have a conversation with you. You going around and about everything instead of having the conversation, you're the one that's in the wrong now. You're the one with the issue. You're the one that refuses to communicate. And there's a reason for that too. And it's time you do some self-reflecting on yourself and what it is that, why are you with this other person if you're refusing to discuss anything or have any type of communication? Does that make sense? Well, it's not a good time. Well, you know what? You create the time to do it. because you care about that person. That person actually cares about you because they're trying to have the conversation with you, okay? People make life decisions every day based on what it is that you and your partner are deciding and creating within your life and your dynamic of the relationship. You know, so it has a ripple effect on everyone. And it's not just about you, it's about both of you. Does that make sense? And so if you really care about your partner, you'll listen to what they have to say and allow them to share what they have to say. You may not agree on everything. You can say, I agree to disagree with what you're saying, you know, but at the same time, it takes practice sometimes to be able to get there. But if you never get there, you know, if you never try, you'll never get there, I guess. Trying to get there is at least a step forward of, you know, making it happen. But like I said, if you aren't willing to do that and you're going to continue to only masturbate with yourself, thinking about everyone else, and you're in a partnership with someone, you know, that's not healthy. It's not healthy. Okay. You're not satisfied. There's something going on there. You're not being open and honest with your partner, apparently, because otherwise you're not really into them, or you wouldn't be doing that. It is what it is. You may see other people and you may get stimulated as a man. So what? Women get stimulated too, seeing other guys too, or if you're, you know, in same-sex relationships, man to man, woman to woman, whatever gender you are, it doesn't matter. Whoever's playing whichever dominant role and submissive role. The thing of it is it's not all about I'm the man also, and it is what I say. No, it's not. It's about communicating with one another and knowing that it's not just about one or the other, because it's a relationship and there's no I in a relationship. It's a team. There's no I. Excuse me. There is an I in a relationship. I said that incorrectly, so I stand corrected. There's no, it's a relationship and it's a team. There's no I in team is what I meant to say. So I knew somebody was going to come back and say something like, well, yeah, there is. So I'm here to just explain the information and inspire people to be more open and honest with what it is that they actually need, want, and desire in life, and to move forward with that and to stop playing games with people. You know, people that play games with everyone, it's absurd and it's sad, and you really need to do some self-reflecting if you do that. And if you're someone who only masturbates to other people and you try to tell your partner that that's how it is, I mean, that's absurd also and sad to listen to. And you have no idea what you're saying nor what you're doing. And you shouldn't even be speaking to anyone about it, because obviously you don't have any idea what you're saying. Okay. Nor should you be having anyone think that. If someone wants to masturbate, fine, masturbate, whatever. At the same time, some people just get that urge because they are having their hormones raging through them and it's something that they need to release. Okay, something triggered them, or they just got really horny. Okay, they need to release it. Okay, well, release it. Okay, certain acts, sometimes this, when you're watching somebody stimulate themselves or be stimulated or something like that, and it triggers you thinking about you being stimulated, okay, and you release yourself with that, okay, I get that. At the same time, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. What I'm saying is, it to be in a healthy relationship, you need to be thinking about you and your partner, okay, sexually. If you're not, then there's something wrong there. There's something else going on. And I think that if you open up and discuss it with your partner, you guys can decide if you want to stay together or not stay together, honestly. Relationships are not all about sex, but they have a lot of sex related situations, and people cheat on each other and they end up in divorce. And so if you're having polyamorous relationships too, you could end up, you're giving your partner away to other people. So, I mean, that's a whole nother podcast. At the same time, like, I've touched bases with that also a long time ago in my previous podcast, but that's a whole nother discussion to have specifically. But at the same time, if you're allowing your partner to constantly think about everyone else and or you're not satisfying them in certain ways, you know, you may not be able to satisfy them in a certain way either. Like, you may not physically be able to do it. You may not mentally be able to do it. And you may not want to do it at all because they may not, like, you're just not into that way that they need to be stimulated or they want to be stimulated. Does that make sense? So that's something you need to think about too. And, you know, if you need to walk away because they're, you know, they're going to be mentally cheating on you every day, you know, like, why would you want to have sex with somebody, intercourse with a person who's thinking about somebody else every time? And this is foul and disgusting. Like, it's sick and twisted and disgusting. Like, you have to really go and do some self-work on yourself if that's what you're doing. If you're allowing that to happen, and then if you find out about it and you keep it going, no. Okay, that is not okay. It is not healthy. It is not in any way, shape, or form healthy to live a life that way. Okay, does everyone have their own rights to feel and think the way they want to? Absolutely, I'm not saying you don't. And I'm not saying that people don't go and do that. But what I'm saying is that it's not healthy. Okay, you have a right to do whatever you want. You have a choice every day to do and think and react and respond on everything you want to. That's not up to me, and I don't judge you. You get to do what you want. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's okay to do certain things. I'm not going to tell you it's okay to jump off the bridge because your friend did and their wife and they hate each other. You know what I mean? They have the worst family relationship in the world and they hate, you know, just disgust with each other and they watch porn, separate porn, their own stuff that they made up. And then it's like, okay, so you think it's okay to jump off the bridge too. That doesn't make it okay, everyone. You have to learn how to think for yourself and stop. Oh, well, so-and-so did it. Well, so-and-so did it. Well, you have to study it and understand why we're triggered and what triggers our minds, what triggers our sexual organs. You know, why do you like certain types of porn? If you do listen to it or watch it or what have you, why are you not stimulated by your own partner? Well, that's a problem in itself. And you have your own mental instability. And you may be too insecure to talk about it to your partner, or you're embarrassed, or you think that they're going to leave you if you talk about it. You know what? If you can't talk about stuff like that to your partner, then you really, you know, I feel sorry for you, because I think that a lot of people, you know, base their relationships on like these false foundations. And that's why everyone is divorced today. And this is why I try to inspire people to be open. Sex is very important within the dynamic of a relationship. And why would you want to be with someone that wants to constantly think of other people? Okay? Or be stimulated by only other people and not you. Like, so these are very key aspects to think about. Have a discussion with your partner if you can and say, you know, I was listening to this. What do you think about this? Like, and you may not agree, and I'm not asking you to agree on everything I'm saying. I'm giving you the information and the tools to help each of you. And that's up to each of you. You know, it's not up to me to go and take your hand and do it. You know, like, I'm just here to show you and give you the information so that you can do it. Does that make sense? So I think that's important also to understand is, I talk to people all the time, and I have for years, and I've studied all this, and so my knowledge is knowledge-based and personal experience even, you know, so I can relate to different situations that I discuss in certain things as well. So it's not just, you know, oh, well, so-and-so said something. I understand that part. I understand being there in life and saying that. Because I did that too until I started learning about it, and then I studied it and for years, and then I started teaching it. So I get that point, because I understand how someone is at that particular part in life where that's where how they think, okay? Because that's how we were kind of taught to think. and it doesn't randomly come to you unless you study it and learn it. So when somebody does know and they have the knowledge like I do and numerous other people of us do, we try to share it and pay it forward so that you can have a healthy sexual relationship with your partner, so you can be happy in life, so you can stay inspired and keep encouraging each other to grow together instead of apart. Okay, so because that's what it's about. Like, I'm here to help you, grow and evolve together. And it's a positive thing. That's not a negative thing. So somebody, you know, may take certain things as negative, but explaining a situation is not a negative thing. Okay, explaining how to make things better is not a negative thing. Explaining to someone that being educated in certain standpoints and perspectives is not a negative thing. It's actually very positive. But when you explain a lot of times all of your educated standpoints to someone who's not educated in certain things and thinks they are, but they're not because they've never taken any courses or anything, they don't have anything to stand on. Does that make sense? And that's my point, is like, so they become very defensive. And then they try to tell somebody that's educated on the entire thing what's up, but then they just make themselves look bad because they're not educated on it. Does that make sense? Like, I wouldn't tell someone how to fly a plane, even though I've been in planes and I love planes, but I wouldn't sit there and tell them, you know, how to do it and be like, well, everyone else said that. Well, this is how you do it. Well, that doesn't matter. They're not pilots. Does that make sense? So they're not educated in that, so they wouldn't know all the details. And there's a lot of ins and outs that people don't realize that actually make the plane fly, you know, and how to be an aggressive flyer, or, you know, and if a situation came up or the weather is involved, you know, the flight patterns, like all kinds of, there's so many things, I'm sure, you know, but it's like that. It's like, you have to understand who it is you're talking to. So, and then don't make stuff up just to sound like you know what you're talking about either. That's important. Think about all this, you guys. It's very important. You want to have a healthy sexual relationship with your partner, right? If you're masturbating, you want to think about your partner when you're masturbating and both of you being together. How can you, if you're not, how can you correlate them in with your sexual pleasuring, okay? Do you masturbate yourself? Do you know how to? Do you know what's involved? Do you know, if you do, are you able to teach your partner how to pleasure you? Is your partner listening to you and following your instructions? Because that's important too. So it's not about, oh, well, I was in a relationship with this person and they liked it this way. It doesn't matter. Who cares? They're not that person. They're telling you to do it this way, so do it that way and stop doing it the only way you like it, you know, or you thought somebody else liked it. That's why you have to be open and ask questions with your partner, okay? And so that can stimulate you guys. And if you, you know, end up role-playing or something, or somebody has a fetish, like I talk about fetishes, some people have fetishes. Okay, well, if that's your fetish and your partner is willing to do it, then just be honest and say that's your fetish and that's what you want to do. Don't scapegoat it and go around everything and say, well, I was watching this porn and they did this and it was so gross. And oh my God, but that's really something that you really wanted your partner to do. You know what I mean? Like, are you that person too? Because if you are, you're only lying to yourself and you're lying to your partner, and you're never going to get anything satisfied because you're not even like able to communicate that to your partner. Does that make sense? In a way that you're like, well, I like this, and it may sound weird or gross or something to you, but this is what I like, you know, and do you think you would be able to do this? And if they say no, or if they think about it, they might do it one day, you know what I mean? Or surprise you one day and do it for you. But at the same time, they would have to be very close and trusting to do stuff like that, because some people will throw stuff back in people's faces and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. But you know what I mean? Then the person is a foul person and they're just a sick, twisted human being that, you know, is probably going to get the karma put back to him anyway. you know what I'm saying? So think about who it is you're trusting, who it is you're with, and really before you get down and deep and really deep into your relationship and what you're willing to go and do with your partner. You know, make sure you're in a place and have that strong foundation in order to keep building that trust up to be able to get there. Okay, because there's levels involved and it does take time. And each time somebody does the whole masturbating and thinking about everyone else, a lot of guys don't tell you that, but they are. You know, they may be thinking about your ex-girlfriend or their ex-girlfriend or something, or you know, that porn show they watched earlier, you know, or somebody sent them, their friend sent them this sexual video or something, and now they're thinking about that because it turned them on somehow. Does that make sense? So if you're always doing that, it's not healthy because you're not thinking about your partner. So you're not connecting. You and your partner are not connecting in a way that's stimulating to your partner. Women, we need to be mentally stimulated. So if you're not mentally stimulating us, then we're not going to have. So anyway, think about that and think about what I said and consider being open and honest with your partner about, you know, masturbation, what it means to you, how you would like to correlate it and think about your partner if you're not thinking about your partner. Ask your partner. I mean, these are questions you can be open and honest with each other about. Like, is your partner thinking about someone else too? I mean, is that what you want? You want your partner to be on top of you and thinking about their ex-boyfriend or the porn show guy, you know, that she just watched? You know what I mean? Or would you rather her be thinking about you because you guys are connecting on a level that's very intimate and fantastic? Because honestly, I mean, I would only be with somebody who's thinking about me. I don't want ever want to be with somebody who's thinking about somebody else. I think this is foul and disgusting and sad. Like, that would be a means and a grounds to say peace out. You know what I mean? Only, you know, a person who doesn't understand intimacy would stay with somebody that is doing that on purpose to them. Okay. If you find out that's what's happening and you try to work things out and stimulate each other, then that's fantastic. If you're with somebody who refuses to work things out and stimulate, you know, to stimulate each other, then, you know, that is what it is. And, you know, each person has a free will and choice to behave the way they want to, and you know, you can't force any change on anyone. You can inspire them and ask them to, but that's all you can do. Okay, so think about that, and either you want to stay with them or you don't. Okay, who wants to spend a lifetime with someone who doesn't want to be with them intimately? I know I don't. Okay, so think about these things. Very important. Have a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from, and we will talk more later. Okay, take care.